You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. God bless you. Oh, thank you for joining us here today. Thanks for spending 15 minutes of your day after Christmas to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I pray for all these listeners. I thank you today for everyone that's taken the time to tune in, because not because they want to hear me, but because they want to hear a word from you today. I pray they won't be disappointed. Bless each and every person that's tuned in here today. Speak to them through your word here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in Acts chapter 4. We're looking at this law, like the law of gravity, and that is the gospel brings trouble. Paul said, I find then this law that when I wish to do good, evil is present with me. And here back, this goes all the way back to Peter and John now, preaching at Pentecost and the day after Pentecost, when trouble followed them around. Because this is what happens. Like Paul said, it's the Spirit that now works, he says in Ephesians 2 and 2. The Spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. And in this sermon, I'm pointing out where that's evident. You see it. It's evident. It's in school teachers. It's in administrators. It's in principals. It's in politicians. You'll find it in people that hate the cross. You'll find it in groups like the ACLU or the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin, that spends each dying breath that it has to get rid of the crosses of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's the Spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Those are some of the places that it's evident. More on that here coming up now as the next part of this sermon, the gospel brings trouble.
Literally in Greek, repent and turn to. Verse 20, the reason why, so that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until, notice that, the time is coming where that's going to end, until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. Indeed, since the Garden of Eden, this message has been preached, where even God himself said, someday someone's a-coming and he's going to put the hurt on you, devil. That message goes all the way back to Genesis 3:5, when God promised. That's known as the proto-evangelium, the first gospel message, where God told the serpent, he's coming one day soon and he's going to hurt you. He's going to crush your head. Now, right here on schedule, right after Peter's sermon, here comes trouble. Chapter 4. Subject heading, Peter and John arrested. You know, I heard about an Air Force full bird colonel that they tried to court-martial because he had a Bible on his desk. And he was a chaplain. Hello, that's my job. You see, I find that in this law. It's like the law of gravity, that when I wish to do good, evil is present with you. It's the Spirit that now works. And the sons of disobedience, you find it everywhere. School teachers, principals, administrators. You find them everywhere you go. People opposed to this gospel message. Senators. We're going to find out some more, too. Chapter 4, like I said, subject heading. Subject of my Bible is Peter and John arrested. For what? Murder? Bribery? Robbery? What was their crime? Preaching the gospel. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priests, this is religious people. The priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees. You need to see it now. They're sad indeed, right? Little face, scowl on their face, like they had castor oil for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sad, you see. They came upon them being greatly disturbed. Just like today. They're greatly disturbed. Look out here today. The sheriff in Brevard County, you know why he's in big trouble today? Because the police cars have on them, in God we trust. So the people out here today, they're greatly disturbed. And they said, Sheriff, take that off of these cars. And the sheriff said, in a pig's eye, these cars will have on here, in God we trust. And he's not going to turn. You see, and that's how it is out here today. The Spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, it manifests itself in your life through different people. The sheriff there is one that's up against it. Another one is nativity scenes. Everyone's in a hissy over little nativity scenes everywhere you go, and they fight and argue and make you take them down. Why? Because people are greatly disturbed. People are greatly disturbed at football coaches that got the nerve to pray with their students. See, the students can pray. They don't like that. But if someone that works for the school prays with them, that's it. His life is over as he knows it. He gets fired because people are greatly disturbed, or else I read about and heard about in San Diego and other places where they're fighting to get the cross out of cemeteries or fighting to get the cross out of Arlington. Why? Because they're greatly disturbed at the cross. So let me see. There's two groups of people that I know that are greatly disturbed by the cross, and that is demons and Democrats. They both start with D. If you are a member of the ACLU that spends every blessed cent that it has to get rid of this, you're on the wrong side, friend. You're on the wrong side. To get rid of the cross, you see, the Spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience is working in you too. When you are using your money to get rid of the cross, you've missed it. You've missed it. Maybe you've done it deliberately. Maybe you've been deceived. You probably have been deceived into not seeing what's going on here in the world. That the same thing that happened to those apostles are the same thing that's happening to us today with these examples that I've given you. You know, this sounds like Dracula to me, too. Show the cross to two groups of people, and they're afraid of it. Dracula and Democrats. There's another group with a D. Dracula and Democrats. This is the truth. Think about it. There's two groups of people that hate this cross. Democrats and Dracula. Then why spend every blessed cent that you have getting rid of it? You walk around like Bela Lugosi all day long. What are you afraid of? The message that comes from this cross is that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. The crime over humanity today is that God loves you. What do you do with that? Do you get rid of this? Or do you embrace it? Romans 5 and 8, God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. What do you do with that? Bow the knee and embrace it. I just want you to see, this is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle that's going on. Jesus said, forgive them. They know not what they do. It's a spiritual battle that's going on. All right, let me move on here. Again, verse 1 and 2. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees, they came upon them, and they were greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. I guess maybe they were all right with the resurrection. No, they're not even all right with the resurrection. They don't believe in the resurrection, the Sadducees. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, because it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be around 5,000. So we had 3,000 the other day. Now we've got 5,000 more, all here in one chapter in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit's moving. And now, here comes Paul's law, that when I wish to do good, evil is right there beside me. Now, it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in their midst, they asked, by what dunamis, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, look what it says, verse 8. What's it say? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, this is not Peter speaking. It's God speaking through man. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, quote, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to everyone in Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now that is one of the most powerful verses of all time. And one of the greatest verses in all the Bible.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.